You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Cardinals scored 7 times in the 4th inning off Sonny Gray and went on to beat the Reds on Sunday afternoon 10-6. Joey Votto accounted for 3 of Cincinnati's runs with a first inning home run. The newest Red, Max Schrock, hit a 2-run double in the 7th, and Tyler Stevenson had a big game for Cincinnati. He went 3-for-3 and was on base 5 times. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy Sonny Gray looked like he was really starting to settle in through the first 3 innings, and then the 4th inning happened and things really imploded on him.
Yeah, I thought the second inning, it looked like he was starting to get into a better rhythm. The 3rd inning, he looked like he was in that rhythm. And then he hit the 4th, and it was almost as though he hit a wall. The ball started to elevate. He really couldn't provide any kind of damage control, and the Cardinals just ran him out of the ballgame.
As far as the bullpen goes in this game, you look at it, and you think 10 runs allowed, Sonny Gray start. Boy, it must have been a tough day for the bullpen. The bullpen had a heavy workload, and there were some guys that really threw the ball well again today.
Yeah, I thought Jeff Hoffman threw the ball awfully well, especially in his 2nd inning. He looked awfully aggressive. That's the one thing that kid has really got to do, because when he's aggressive and working quick, he seems to get a lot of outs in rapid fashion. I thought Santion looked outstanding, even though he had the walk and the hit batter. His aggressiveness on the mound, his presence on the mound, he's got a little bit of intimidation that goes with him.
I think it's also safe to say that Jesse Winker is officially heated back up.
There is no doubt about it. Winker line drives to left, line drives down the right field line, a bullet into center field. He's on his game. He's ready for the Cubs.
And the Cubs are up next. Reds are off to Wrigley, opening up a 4-game series on Monday. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Sonny Gray made the start on Sunday afternoon for Cincinnati, and the Cardinals didn't wait long to score off the Reds' right-hander. With 2 out in the bottom of the 1st, Nolan Arenado singled. That brought Tyler O'Neill to the plate.
The 1-0 pitch, and O'Neill skies one deep to center field. Going back, Naquin, he's at the wall, looks up. It is gone. A 2-run home run for Tyler O'Neill. And the Cardinals have a 2-0 first inning lead.
The Reds got those runs back plus 1 in the bottom of the 1st with 1 out. Jesse Winker singled. Tyler Stevenson then walked, and that brought the hot-hitting Joey Votto to the dish.
1-1. Oviedo turns it loose, and Votto swings and hammers it to right. Way back there and gone!
Wow.
Joey Votto puts the Reds on top 3-2 with his 14th home run of the year.
Gray pitched a 1-2-3 third, and he got some help from his third baseman and his right fielder.
Gray with a long look into Stevenson, now back to the plate, and a tapper down the third baseline. Backhanded Freeman, long throw, got him. Carlson pretty quick down the line, but what a play by Mike Freeman. And this ball lifted high into the air, shallow right field, towards the line, long run, Aquino, and he makes the catch and goes right into the stands. Outstanding play by the big fella, Aristides Aquino. He's made 2 plays right there on that right field line. The Reds are showing a little leather today from the new fellas, Aquino and Freeman. I like it.
Cards manager Mike Schilt wanted to challenge the Freeman play, but waited too long to make the request. The umps told him no. He ended up being thrown out of the game. Gray pitched a 1-2-3 third inning, but things fell apart in the top of the 4th. He walked Tyler O'Neill. Paul DeJong reached on an infield single. Tommy Edman and Harrison Bader then put the Cardinals in front.
Sonny Gray has the sign, sets, and from the belt, the 2-0 pitch. And Edman whacks one to center field, hit pretty well. Going back on it, Naquin, and he'll play it off the wall. He plays it perfectly, but around third, headed home is O'Neill. And around to third is DeJong on the double off the wall and straightaway center by Tommy Edman. And that ties the game at 3. Well, the Reds will have to play their infield about halfway in right now with runners at 2nd and 3rd, none out. Harrison Bader at the plate, and he whacks one deep left field, and that is gone. A 3-run home run for Harrison Bader, and the Cardinals have scored 4 times in the 4th before the Reds get an out. And St. Louis now leads it 6-3.
After the home run, Gray gave up a double to Andrew Kisner. Then after striking out the pitcher, he had to face Dylan Carlson.
Pitch. And this ball is swung at and lifted high and deep down the right field line. That is long gone. Into the Cardinals bullpen, Dylan Carlson with a two-run home run.
It's Carlson's first hit of this series. And it was a lot of well-spent emotion there because he has had an 0-for-10 series up until that swing of the bat.
That was it for Sonny Gray. 3 1/3 innings pitched, 8 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts, 3 home runs, 72 pitches, 47 of those for strikes. Edgar Garcia replaced Gray. He gave up a triple to Nolan Arenado and then gave the Cards a free run.
And now the pitch gets away from Stevenson, and this will score the runner Arenado from third. The 7th run of the inning.
The Reds put a couple of runners on base in the 4th but couldn't score. They loaded the bases in the 5th and chased Johan Oviedo from the game but again couldn't cross the plate. The Reds finally scored again in the 6th. Mike Freeman singled to begin the inning. One out later, Alejo Lopez singled. And then with 2 down, Tyler Stevenson got a run home.
2 on, 2 out. Miller gets the sign and comes set. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And there's a ground ball between short and third into left field. Coming around third to the plate is Freeman. He will score without a throw. And the Reds are back on the board. An RBI single for Tyler Stevenson, his 2nd hit and the 4th time today that he's been on base.
The Reds got 2 more runs back in the bottom of the 7th off Justin Miller. With 1 out, Aquino walk. Kyle Farmer was hit by a pinch. Genesis Cabrera struck out Mike Freeman. He then threw a wild pitch to move the runners up. Max Schrock then delivered.
Runners at 2nd and 3rd for the Reds. Cabrera to the plate, and it's grounded down the right field line, and that's headed into the corner. 2 runs will score. Schrock on to 2nd base. That's a double, and it's now a 9-6 ball game. How about that?
St. Louis had 2 on with 2 out in the 8th and a chance to tack on some more runs. But Joey Votto came up big.
Reds are trying to come from behind against this St. Louis team, but you got to get Goldschmidt here. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball. Votto, a nice,
nice
backhand
play.
Pick, and he underhands to Santillan, covering at the bag for the out.
I don't know how he caught that ball.
It was right at the runner, and you really felt like Carlson would screen Votto on that play, but he's still able to make the backhand pick on the short hop and feed it to Santillan for the out.
Rand Hendricks came on to pitch the top of the 9th for Cincinnati, and he promptly gave up a leadoff home run to Nolan Arenado. That made it 10-6. Alex Reyes came on to pitch the bottom of the 9th for St. Louis, and he got the final out.
Now Akiyama swings at the first pitch, hits it very sharply to the backhand of the 2nd baseman, Edmund. He goes to an E to glove it and throws out Akiyama, and that's all. Reds fall 10-6. The Cardinals today here at Great American Ballpark to close out the homestand.
Here are the totals. For St. Louis, 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Cincinnati, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They stranded 13. Helsley the winner, 5-4. Gray the loser, 2-6. Home runs in the game, O'Neill number 17, Carlson number 10, Arenado number 20 for St. Louis. And for Cincinnati, Joey Votto hit number 14. Game time, 4 hours and 4 minutes. 21,947 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the defeat, the Reds fall to 51-48 on the season. And with the win, the Cardinals are now 50-50. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
Feedback from Derek Johnson as to what might have led to Sonny's troubles today, particularly in that 4th inning.
No, we haven't really discussed that too much yet. We were in the middle of a game, but just wasn't one of his best days. He's healthy. Sonny's going to be fine. I can't wait till he gets back out there his next start. Just wasn't one of his best days, and I'm not going to make anything more of it than that.
Were you surprised that he asked to stay on the mound to give Garcia the baseball? What does that kind of say about Sonny?
Yeah, no, I've gotten to know Sonny really well. Just a great teammate in every way you could ever imagine. So, yeah, no, he felt like we still had an opportunity to come back and win that game, just like all of us, and he wanted to make sure Edgar came in. And had the right mindset, which he did, and Sonny wanted to do his part, and he continued to stay in the dugout and do that from there. And he wasn't happy how it went for him, but he wanted to still win that game, and that's who Sonny is.
You guys score 6 runs today, which will win many games, but in a slugfest, you drew 9 walks today, left 13 on. Is that just frustrating for an offensive club when a day like that happens?
Depends on how you want to look at it. I mean, we did have a lot of runners on base, which means we had great at-bats all day. We were able to get the tying run to the plate a couple times. And when you're down in a game, that's really all you can ask for. Is it going to happen every time where you get the big home run to tie it? No, but that's the goal. And you have to have a lot of great at-bats to fight back, give yourself that opportunity.
Monday night, the Reds are in Chicago to begin a 4-game series against the Cubs. Left-hander Wade Miley goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He'll be opposed by right-hander Kyle Hendricks. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:35. First pitch is set for 8:05. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Cardinals 10 and the Reds 6. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.